Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde. Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
If Tausch made the Junior Ryder Cup team for 2024 edition. The return of Matt LaFibre edition. And the Aaron Rodgers doesn't appreciate it if you're questioning his all-in-edness. You can say that he sucked in the opener, because that would be fair. But, question whether or not he wants to play for this team now that he's here. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, and of course on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app, which allows you to get this here podcast where you get all the rest of your podcasts. I use Spotify, but you can also use Google Play, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and the favorite of all pickleball players, Stitcher. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. And if I could get my video connection to work, I would see him in his undisclosed location. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, were you a Ryder Cup Hall of Famer yesterday?
No, I wouldn't say Hall of Famer, but I definitely carried my own weight when it came to the outing. We had, so there was five of us. I was the captain with four juniors. Mark Murphy was a captain with four juniors, and Coach Budenholzer was a captain with four juniors. So we finished dead last. Team Badgers, who I was representing, we lost, and we got beat handily. But we played 11 holes. We used one of my scores, I think, five or six times, which I said going in, two or three was where I was looking. We had way too many pars. We had two birdies on the day. That was it for 11.
You're not going to win. You're not going to win with
it. No, and listen, I'm not going to sit here and poo-poo anybody. It was the first time a lot of these youngsters were on the course. And I'll tell you what, just
17 and 18 years old, so thank you for not poo-pooing them.
Yeah, I'm not poo-poo. I just said I'm not going to poo-poo.
I know, and I'm saying thank you. That's awfully nice of you.
They're semi-professionals. They could handle it if you wanted to throw them
a little poo.
Yeah,
so
little poo. Maybe not a poo-poo.
Alexa was our bell cow. Like, she was our bell cow. And she was the gal on Netflix, I'm trying to remember. It was Little Big Shots, I think it was called, the golf Netflix show that I had watched.
Little Big Shots is a Steve Harvey show. That's
and I had mentioned, no, it's something like Little Big Shots. Again, it's your job to figure that out. The Netflix piece. No, you guys, it's a Netflix show on junior golf.
I believe you. You're bullet of China shopping again, and I always love it when you're. That's your job to figure that out. All right, finish your story.
Drove the ball okay. The wind was howling yesterday, my friends. It was probably
pretty cold.
No, it wasn't that cold. That's a big misnomer. Everybody's freaking out because you're on a lake in the end of September in Wisconsin. Is everybody expecting to be sunbathing? It was windy. Yeah, put a pair of wind pants on if it bothered you. I was
fine.
You
went shorts, though.
Yeah, I was the only one wearing shorts, which I knew that would be the case.
Nice.
And I'm all right with that. So for the most part, fun day. A lot of good banter. Hit some good shots. Hit a couple of bad shots. Nobody was hurt in the filming of this show yesterday. And I got a chance to hang with Coach Budenholzer for a while, who I'm a big fan of now. I am now
really?
Even more of a Bucks fan than I was before.
Tell us more. What made you a fan of him? Because he kind of has a public persona based on how he interacts with the media.
I think he's gruff. From a public persona, he's gruff.
Yeah. So tell us more about Coach Bud.
He's fun. I like him. That's it.
Okay. Great.
Wow.
Dazzling detail. Thanks a lot. We really feel like I know him a lot better now.
Would you like to say one detail of why he's fun?
No, I just think he's fun. And the funny part is, and I was talking to Mark Murphy yesterday about, I said, because Coach Budenholzer, I want to call him Budenholzer, he was out first, and he had a decent tee ball, not great, off the first tee. And as he's walking, I said, isn't it crazy from a sports standpoint that if Kevin Durant's foot is an inch further back, he ain't here. He ain't even in the state of Wisconsin, and it's over.
Wait, you said this to him?
No, to Mark Murphy. I'm not dumb enough to say that to Bud.
Oh, I'd say it to Bud.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Bud's got to know it.
Yeah.
He knows.
Stupid. That is not something you bring up in a first conversation with somebody.
Could have thrown him off his game. I mean, if you really were trying to.
You say it after like three Coors Lights in the clubhouse afterward, but
yeah,
you can
that
say it.
That would have been ideal.
Him.
But. So we get done, and it was fun. I enjoyed it. Great crowds out there yesterday, and the winning team gets a wheel of cheese.
Oh,
a big wheel of cheese.
And you,
I don't
then.
Know. I'm not following any of these folks on Instagram or TikTok or whatever everybody's doing. But they went an 18, if you've been out to Whistling Straits. It is a beautiful, tough golf hole where there's a big hill, and then it kind of funnels into a creek or a small river, and then it's on the other side is the green. So they go to the top, and they get this wheel of cheese, and they decide they want to run it. They drop it like those – it's over in Scotland. I don't know where they do the cheese roll. That's what they did yesterday, and I felt bad. One of the young lady golfers saw it. It was rolling into said creek. And she kick-staved it with her shin. And it was moving at a pretty good clip. I thought she broke her ankle. She made the kick save. And Mark Murphy and the Packers team took home one big block of cheese. I don't know how they split it. I'm not sure what they did, but that was your trophy for the championship yesterday.
So she Jesse Vettered it with a kick. That's better, Coley.
Yeah, sounds like Jason's having some technical issues out at Lambeau Field. So it's you and me, Tausch.
All right. The name. So Sarah texts me. It is the short game, which is, I guess, probably a pun because this was 5 or 6 years ago. But I got a chance to talk to Alexa's dad for a while. She didn't miss any putts outside of 5 or 6 feet. It was every putt that was 4 or 5 feet, she's draining it. Your boy Hambone was out there cheering me on in his romper. He's walking around. He was enjoying the day. So
he texted me at one point. Apparently, you almost chipped one in off the green. Was it 9? Hole 9? You almost
chipped
it in?
Yeah, I had a little too much pace on it. Hit the stick. Boop, bopped out. But I got off to a great start. I think I parred the first 4 holes, which I'm pretty doggone happy with. I don't know why they asked me for my handicap and they didn't use it. So that was the part that was a little frustrating because here I am. I was by far the worst golfer of the other, you know, I was by far the worst golfer out there, according to the numbers. I don't think I played the worst, but there was no strokes gained because my pars would have been net birdies. All of a sudden then we're sitting there, we're in the hunt, but that wasn't the case.
So Murphy was a better golfer than you yesterday? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. I didn't watch Mark at all. I don't know. I'm just going off of the WGA index. He's a better golfer on the index than I am. I'll say this, and I told him I'd play him straight up. I'd play Mark straight up for whatever he wanted. It'd be fun.
You should get that set up. I'll broadcast it. Jason and I can do commentary, you versus Mark Murphy.
So I can't tell you enough. I do think getting out, if you guys can, anybody that's available and you have tickets, get out there. The atmosphere and what's going to be happening the next, especially the next 3 or 4 days, whoo, going to be a ton of fun.
So I'm back. Sorry I missed whatever revelry. I said, so she did a Jesse Vetter, and I got no reaction when I realized there might have been something wrong. Jesse Vetter, all-time great goaltender, Wisconsin history. Was that heard at any point?
Yeah, we heard it. It was.
It just was lame?
It was okay.
I thought it fell flat, and I was actually thinking, that's not a bad time for you to go dark. That's actually what I was thinking.
Jesse Vetter is a good friend of the show, and I thought it was a great opportunity to mention her. But
she's fantastic, but she's not saving a block of cheese from falling.
You said kick save. You said kick save.
She literally kicked it with her shin, and that's why I thought she might get.
Isn't that what goal? All right, never mind. That's an interesting window into your day yesterday. I would be curious, though, if at any point, I'm going to try a second joke here, okay? I'm just going to do it because I wanted to. I was about to say, at any point, did you say, Alexa, we need a birdie here? Yeah? No? Nothing?
I mentioned to our team we needed a birdie, but nobody listened, and that's why we came in.
We're going for Alexa jokes.
Well, Jason, you don't even understand. You know I will never have an Alexa in our house.
Correct.
Big tech.
I know.
Yeah, but what I will have in our house, and of course what I do have in my house and will always have in my house is Pella windows and doors because, you know what, Packer fans, talked to Mark Murphy yesterday. We're winning this season, right? Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you can win dough this season, too. There's a better joke than Jason's first two. While competitors are saying wait till next year to replace your old windows and doors, you can upgrade to Pella with installation in as little as 8 weeks. Plus the 555, it is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, 5 months, no first payment, and up to 5% same-day order savings as well. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details. Your guy Murphy in the morning up there in Green Bay. He texted me this morning. He wants me to jump on. He's thinking I'm playing golf again today. So we do a whole segment. He's assuming that I'm playing today. I said, Murph, I played yesterday. He's like, no, they said you're playing today. And I said, no, well, I think I would know. And he was just raving about my TV acting chops on that Pella window ad. So glad it's gotten up to the Fox Valley. Wow. I know that's fantastic news. And Murph has been on radio up there 40 years and has never gotten a TV commercial. So I think he's a little bit irritated by that.
Yeah. Was he who you were on the radio with on 9/11 in 2001?
No.
Is that the show you were doing or was it a different one?
Different one.
I know you did Breakfast with the Boys. He's a big fan of your work. I think if he was being honest with you, he would not necessarily rave about your acting skills,
what?
But he would praise your work. You did a nice job. Raving seems strong. Go Pella. We will talk about.
You don't know. First off, you don't know nothing about acting.
I know what I watched. I have a video clip of it on my phone. We can put it out there for people to judge if you would like.
No, I'm okay.
He'll just stick to Murph and his high praise.
He did have some critique for Jesse, though.
Ooh.
He said Jesse's got it because he is an avid podcast listener on Wisconsin On Demand.
Wow.
He said Jesse has to stop putting the back episode, the third hour, the 11 a.m. hour, if you will, first, because you want to get everybody to listen from the 9 a.m. hour so that it continues on rather than stopping.
Oh,
he said why he would do that. I told Jesse about this, and I don't know. I'm assuming it's fixed. Nope. Yeah, he didn't mention anything today about that, so that's good.
Well, we appreciate Murphy in the morning listening in the afternoon after he gets done working. That's nice of him. Matt LaFleur yesterday was asked about his relationship with Kyle Shanahan. And I don't know if he told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Did he goody you?
I did not ask it. I did not ask it. I think he was... Well, we'll play it, all right? And you can tell me if he's kind of searching for a way to not lie, but not tell the whole story. We'll play that for you next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Tausch, you and I, we're friends, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. I know you give me a lot of grief, and you tell me that I'm a terrible actor and that I'm a bull in a china shop, but yes, I think we get along just
fine. That's what friends do, right? You certainly never give me any grief whatsoever, of course. But how, like, we talk every day except for when you have a day off.
Or you have a day off, yep, which seems to be a lot, yep.
I love how you just change narratives, though. As a friend, I appreciate that. But Matt LaFleur yesterday talking about Kyle Shanahan and this idea that the 49ers tried to acquire Aaron Rodgers. Now, there has been an oversimplification of this, and we'll hear from Matt LaFleur in a bit here, but I want to get to this first. Tausch, do you believe, as I believe, that the 49ers tampered with Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Do you believe that that will be proven, like I believe it will not be? Okay, we're on the same page.
It will not be proven because I don't know how you prove that. Unless those guys are idiots and they're sending emails to everybody. They're taping conversations. I suppose with kind of the surveillance programming, I'm sure that you could dig back and probably find some phone call and play it if it's taped. Maybe, but no. I don't think that we're at the point. A, they didn't get him. Had they gotten Aaron Rodgers in a trade? Yeah, maybe. But no, there's not going to be any tampering charges filed.
Because it's amazing how many parallel tracks there are between the Favre story and the Rodgers story. Now, there are areas where they're not the same, right? I mean, Rodgers wasn't really seriously considering retirement every offseason like Favre was, although he claims that he seriously considered it this offseason.
This year, he definitely said he considered it, yeah.
But in another twist, here we are with Aaron Rodgers, maybe, probably, most likely, but unproven, tampered with by the 49ers, and Brett Favre, tampered with by the Vikings, wasn't proven, nothing ever came of it, and then lo and behold, the next year, he managed to weasel his way out of New York and into Minnesota. The amazing thing about that was, if I recall correctly, like, the Packers tried to, like, turn over actual, like, evidence because Brett Favre had a team-issued cell phone. And so they had his phone bill was sent to the team. So they had all of his calls. And yet they still weren't able to prove it. So I'm fairly certain that Aaron Rodgers' cell phone is not...
If people were more snarky, they'd say something about text messages too. But that's we're not going to.
They would indeed, but not us. Never or a Crocs deal that he might have had a chance for, from a marketing perspective. But the bottom line is that the Packers felt like they had evidence back in 2008, and it wasn't enough. And I don't even know if the Packers, I talked to one person in the building who said, how would you ever prove it the way you said it? And I don't think you can. That said, I think the Packers firmly believe that. And if that's their belief, then I find it very hard to believe that Matt LaFleur's friendship with Kyle Shanahan is completely unchanged.
No.
I just don't believe it.
Nobody's believing that. And it's not really even Kyle Shanahan's fault. Why would you not, if you hear that a player's available that you love, why would you not go try to get him? I get it. I understand it. And that doesn't mean, you know, yes, they're great friends. You don't think they want to beat the heck out of each other? Well, of course they do. So if Kyle Shanahan, let's say Matt LaFleur hears, Bosa's available for trade. 49ers aren't going to sign him. They can't come to terms. It's Goody's job to kind of dabble around and say, boy, he fit pretty nice here in Green Bay. I'm not blaming Shanahan one bit, and I don't blame LaFleur for being PO'd about it. But to act as if this doesn't happen, this is the reality. Shanahan and McVay, both best friends with this guy.
Right.
They both wanted him because there was rumblings that he wanted out. But, and it would be crazy for them not to at least go down that road.
Right, but I don't think he's mad at Sean McVay for calling and asking about. That was why I was bringing up the tampering idea first, is because I don't think he's mad at Sean McVay for calling and asking. Just like I don't think he'd be mad at Kyle Shanahan if it was as simple as, we heard Rodgers was unhappy. We thought we'd see if they were actually willing to trade him to us.
So just wait a second. And I know that my analogies and parallels sometimes get crazy here. But you would be all right. I'm not even going to go down this road. Move on.
Where were you? Come on. Now you can't.
I was going to say, so you and Domofsky are good buddies. And Domofsky is, let's say Rob is single. Okay, let's say Rob Domofsky's single. And he hears that maybe you and your wife are having issues.
Getting divorced.
And are filing divorce. And he calls you and says, hey, you cool if I, you know, ask Paul out? You'd be fine with that? Come on.
So you're likening acquiring a quarterback that no longer wants to be on the team
as a wife that doesn't want to be in a marriage. I think that's a pretty fair comp.
Good analogy, Tausch. Good analogy.
Thank you. Oh, but Rob, no, I understand. You talked to so-and-so, and they heard. My buddy? Like, come on, Jason.
No, you're absolutely, I would not be on board with that. But to me, there's a difference between calling and seeing if Paula would like to go out on a date with you and coming over to her house after we've separated and doing the dishes and walking the dogs and scrubbing the floor.
Did they go do the dishes?
Telling the girls how much we love, being this great, like, potential stepfather. To me, that would be tampering with her, trying to convince her to date you.
Good luck sleeping tonight.
Boy, this thing got, I got to admit, this analogy really went off the rails. Listen, the bottom line is, everybody knows that San Francisco didn't like their quarterback. Somehow, some way, A-Rod's out in that area of the country. Somehow, some way, I don't care what Aaron said, he believed for a minute that could happen.
Absolutely.
That he could have been traded to one of the biggest rivals that the Green Bay Packers have. That is the thing. He is such a smart guy, and I am just blown away that ever crept into his head. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't get it either. All right. So
I'll go along with you on this. The Sean McVay part, you're right. That was more of a, hey, is there anything here? And they immediately snuffed him out. Kyle Shanahan, obviously, they talk to McVay. They're all friends. He hears this, and then that Paul Allen rumor comes out, and boom. All of a sudden then, it's, I have all given up all these picks. I'd do anything to get this guy in our system because I know how great he is, and I know he doesn't want to play in Green Bay anymore.
Right. So listen. All right, so let's do this. Let's listen to how, I don't know who asked the question, but let's listen to how Matt LaFleur answers the question about the relationship between him and Kyle Shanahan.
It is good! No, he
didn't! It's so good! Sorry, I heard Paul Allen. Felt like I had to do that. All right, now let's hear LaFleur.
No, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I understand, like, he's trying to do whatever he thinks he needs to do for his football team. I mean, he's got a responsibility to everybody in that organization, and if there's an opportunity, so I don't hold that against him. So, but yeah, that will have no effect on our relationship.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being extremely convincing, and 1 being he's kind of wandering conversationally through the wilderness trying to find a path where he can make it sound like it's not that big of a deal, but even there's part of him that still thinks it's a big deal. Where do you think he's at?
It's a 1.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's not happy. I hope somebody followed up, because, you know, I heard in one of the clips about how often he's talking to Shanahan.
Right.
They used to talk a bunch, like I think weekly or club, because that's his guy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Him and McVay. Yeah. I would venture to say he's still talking to Bob Sala quite a bit.
I agree.
He ain't talking to Kyle Shanahan at all, because he is pissed at Kyle Shanahan. He is disgusted that he did it, and now he's trying to just, let's get through this week. Maybe they can mend fences. I can't imagine that their relationship is going to be anywhere where it was until these two end up at some point unifying again, or the narrative shifts. Because this narrative, there's no way that Matt LaFleur, he sounded as uncomfortable as his first interview with us when you asked him his
favorite. That was more my fault, though.
No,
that is.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We have a slightly edited clip of his initial answer, which came before what we just heard. But it is definitely edited for radio quality purposes, because his stammering is removed and it sounds very. If he had said this way, I might have actually believed him. Here's the other thing he said about Kyle Shanahan and their relationship.
Yeah, Kyle's a great friend of mine. I haven't talked to him in a while. It's just part of the business. I hold no ill will towards him. That will have no effect on our relationship.
So here's how it's transcribed verbatim in our transcript among us writers. Yeah, Kyle's a great friend of mine. And so, like, I haven't talked to him in a while. It's just part of the business. You start kind of getting into your own routine. But, yeah, absolutely. I hold no ill will against him. Again, I don't. My question is, do you blame him for being pissed?
No.
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't at all.
No,
and I don't
Lord
blame
knows
him for not wanting
you
to say he is.
Yeah, if it's you, you're holding a grudge forever. So,
amen to that.
Yeah, he is not happy about it. I don't think there's any words he's going to say. That was, let's move forward. I am uncomfortable. Let's just get out of this conversation and move on with our lives. That's where I see him going there.
We need to play trivia.
Yeah.
But Tausch wants to tell you first.
Yeah.
Is that the sound that Tito's vodka makes when you open the bottle?
Bass donkey.
Did you have
no,
a little
but I'll
Tito's
tell you this,
after your round?
Yesterday, Tito's everywhere at the Ryder Cup.
Really?
You know what I did just to kind of calm? Because you guys were all telling me about how nervous I should be. I wasn't nervous, but I wanted my caddy and I decided that we wanted to have a Bloody Mary. And you know what we put in our drink? It was Tito's. And after the round, I went up there. Tito's everywhere. Everybody was mixing up. I heard people yelling, you need a transfusion. You got to get this. I'm hearing people telling me this with the Gatorades. I kid you not. Because Tito's, handmade vodka, distilled from corn, certified gluten-free in the mid-90s, my guy. Tito Beverage, he built his very own microdistillery in Austin, Texas, and continues to produce award-winning, smooth American vodka. Tito's has won unanimous Judges' Choice double gold medals at the World Spirits Competition, amongst many other awards. Visit Tito'sVodka.com for other recipes, videos, and more about Tito's story. I like my Bloody Marys real spicy. Gotta have spice, which Worcester, which is a really hard word to spell and say.
Clearly.
But you gotta have a little Worcester. Put a little. I want to try it
horseradish
with some Cholula instead of the, you know, old school Tabasco.
Yeah.
So I might try that next time. But a lot of pepper. Get it spicy. But as long as it's Tito's in the glass, it's going to be fantastic.
Are you telling the truth, or were you being
no,
a little
100%,
Matt LaFleur?
Honest
there?
To God.
People were yelling to you, you need a transfusion.
No, people were saying you need a transfusion. It was, I'm telling you, Tito's was everywhere at the Ryder Cup. Everywhere.
Well, Tausch needed a transfusion of Tito's. We need to play trivia. Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 4 right now. Jesse, what's our category today?
Golden Domers, but not just Notre Dame, both Wisconsin and the Packers playing against teams with gold helmets this weekend. So today's
Ooh,
trivia about
clever.
Teams with gold helmets.
Great job, Jesse. That's a very fun trivia topic.
Now we'll see how well it's executed when we play trivia. Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. We will play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
Is the category. And Chad in Newburgh is the contestant. Chad? Good morning. How are you today, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Hello? Good morning.
Good morning,
Hello?
Chad. You know what? I don't even have to ask Chad where Newburgh is now. I know where Newburgh is. I've driven past it a ton. And every time I see the exit off of, I don't remember what road that is, I see Newburgh, I think Chad. That's honest to God. That's the honest to God's truth.
So where is it? Because you just said the exit near wherever that is.
No, it's like near like a West Bend. It's kind of in that corridor.
Yep. Is that off of 45? What is that off of?
Highway 33?
Yeah, 33 because it runs into Columbus. So you go Columbus, you're into West Bend. You get there's a couple other towns on the way through there, too. Yeah, but
yeah, I wasn't asking Chad. I was asking the guy who says he knows where it is, but that's fine.
All right, Chad, let's get this thing started. The category is Golden Domers. Obviously, I think that's because we play Notre Dame on Saturday. But maybe
Notre Dame on Saturday and the 49ers on Sunday.
Okay. At which Southern University did both Jay Cutler and Jordan Rogers play quarterback? Is it UAB? Is it Vanderbilt? Or is it Don't Care University?
I go Vanderbilt.
One for one.
One of my junior Ryder Cuppers yesterday is going to Vanderbilt as well.
Nice.
Was it Alexa?
Was not Alexa. She not be going to college. She going to go pro.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about what we have going on now that Chad got one correct here?
We don't. No.
Okay.
We want to
did
ask
we go three for
two.
Three yesterday, too?
We did.
Oh, Chad. Oh, baby. Uh-oh.
Pressure.
Question two, Chad. I just want to state for the record, if things go awry, who the people were that were discussing our situation here. Question two. In which year did Notre Dame last win a college football national championship? Was it 1978, 1988, or 1998?
I got to guess. I got to go 88.
A diving catch in center field preserves it.
I don't feel great about question three.
You don't?
I don't.
I trust Chad in Newburgh. I think he's going to get it. All right, last one. Which of these Wisconsin high school football teams wear a gold helmet? Is it the Racine Case Eagles, the Madison East Purgolders, or the Bayport Pirates? Arg.
Who's supposed to know that?
That's a tough
I'm
going
to go with C.
The joy that Jesse gets by getting people get the trivia wrong.
He just bunted. You know what he just did? He just bunted to break up a no-hitter. That's what he did. That's what you did. I mean, who on earth?
Yeah, I ain't getting that one.
Is getting this by actually knowing it.
Yeah. All right, so first of all...
You could be a Racine Case student, and you might not get this one.
That's not true. The Racine Case, once an Eagle, always an Eagle. They know for sure that they have gold helmets down there. Gotta be a fan of Zimbrick Honda's Prep Mania. Chad?
Sorry, Chad.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. It's Jesse's fault. The streak is over. Chad, it was a valiant effort, but the poker chips were stacked against you. Sorry, buddy.
That's all right.
You still have three of the possible four entries into tomorrow's drawing, and who knows? Maybe tomorrow we won't have any correct answers if Jesse has his way. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I love you guys.
Jesse, what? So...
That's a tough question.
What was the genesis of this question?
It was tough, but fair.
It was a tough question, yes, but the third question is supposed to be a tough question.
Who? Seriously. Like, we're... All right. Madison area, Milwaukee area. Racine, a little south of Milwaukee, obviously, but still in our listenership area.
We get calls from Racine all the time.
That's true.
No, we get calls from Kenosha all the time. What's Kenosha Tremper's helmet look like?
That's blue, I think.
I thought it was white. They are blue and white, though, so Tausch and I are on it.
What about Racine Lutheran's helmets?
I want to say green.
Might be.
Racine Case just seemed like
Hey, I got something. Since you guys are talking so dumb now, I think the hardest high school to spell in the state of Wisconsin is Gaelectric Trempealeau. Find me a high school, combine it up, that is more difficult to spell than Gaelectric Trempealeau.
Is that a real school?
Yes, it is. You got Cambria Friesland, obviously.
I love Cambria Friesland.
Yeah, there's a ton of like joint ventures. Osseo Fairchild, a bunch of different joint ventures. There ain't none tougher to spell than Gaelectric Trempealeau.
Gaelectric?
Gaelectric.
Gaelectric Trempealeau.
Tough one. Yep.
All right, Jesse, spell it.
I have no idea. G-A-I-L? Is that right? Tausch doesn't even know.
I just told you it's the hardest one to spell. I'm interested if somebody has any. Cambria Friesland is one that always gets me.
Well, I'm just over here to tell you that Kenosha Tremper does, in fact, have blue helmets.
I told you.
Tausch was correct. So
thank you.
Clearly, the third question was not that hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't think Racine Lutheran has green helmets, but I'll
fact check. What's the high school? It's Horlick is the last word of it?
Racine Horlick.
It's Racine Horlick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
I will say.
What color is their helmet?
I don't know.
Come on, Jason.
Green, I believe. I believe Horlick is green. Racine Park is orange. And Racine Case is gold. And I believe I know that the Case one stands out to me because in 2009, Muskego football 0-8, one win, last game of the year was against Case.
Muskego.
That was tough. Tough loss for the Warriors. They will bounce back.
It looks to me that Racine Horlick's helmet is silver with an H on it.
Ah.
So, but all these helmets, very high school's very easy. I will look up the Osseo Fairchild helmet because now I'm intrigued. And I still, if you Google or try to Google Gaelectric,
G-A-L-E, and you'll find it.
I started that way and I got gastric trouble.
No, it's
so that's not what I was looking for.
Trempolo.
We will continue to figure out more football helmets, and we will talk a little bit more about Matt LaFleur and what he had to say yesterday, including the first hostile road environment that the Packers will actually have to play in. Didn't go so well when the road environment was actually a somewhat home game.
We'll talk about that next.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we
Gale when I Ettrick come get to play Trempolo High School football.
Hey-o,
has a pretty sweet looking helmet.
Didn't see this one coming.
I did not either. There are the Red Hawks. And they've got really slick uniforms, too. They've got either the red pants with the blue jersey or the blue pants with the red jersey. And their helmets have both red and blue. Like, it transitions from a blue section into a red section.
Hmm.
I don't know if they're any good, but they look sharp.
I think that is the best-looking Wisconsin high school football helmet, and maybe the best Wisconsin high school sports uniform that I've seen.
All right, put it up on your Facebook page and see what we get. See if anybody can beat that helmet.
All right, so we'll put that on Facebook, but here's because not everyone is a connoisseur of high school football helmets. What about college and pro helmets? What are the best looking, not the best teams, not, you know, everyone's going to say the Packers, but what is the best looking NFL helmet? And what is the best looking college helmet?
This is easy for me. Cincinnati Bengals. Love the Bengals helmet. Simple, clean, and it makes you think of a tiger.
A Bengal tiger.
Yes. I love their helmets. Back in Boomer's day, when Boomer was QB, and that's when I loved their helmets. I don't know what they look like now.
You know what I've always wondered?
Is there a more nondescript franchise in the NFL than the Bengals?
No.
But they got a good-looking helmet.
Are all the helmets for the Bengals the same, or are the stripes different on the various helmets?
Like you earn stripes, like you earn Buckeyes?
No, they're all
not
the same.
Necessarily like that, but just like do they go a little different depending on whose helmet it is? I'm sure it's the same, but they look different.
I don't know
the answer to that, but
know.
I'm pretty sure that they're all the same. I didn't realize that Tausch was such a Bengals helmet fan. I was thinking about the time that Ron Wolf wanted to change the Packers colors. Would the Packers helmet look as good since we were talking about golden domers, golden helmets? What if the Packers helmet was a metallic gold instead of yellow?
Now,
apparently, people would have been up in arms.
Yeah, if they do anything, it'll be green. They'll go to a green. They're not going to go anywhere else. It'll be green.
So I am looking at the NFL helmets right now, a photograph of all 32 helmets. The Browns are probably the most boring, right? It's just an orange helmet. No logo whatsoever.
Okay.
I kind of like that it's old school, though. Like, there's something
to
the
Jets helmets. You put a, it's just J-E-T-S on it. That's not great either.
It's a cool green, though.
It is a cool green. I'll give you that.
It's got a football, too. The Steelers have their logo only on one side of their helmet. That doesn't do anything for you. The Chiefs with the arrow. The Saints with the fleur-de-lis. I kind of like the Saints. That may be my pick.
I think the Cardinals might have the most boring helmet.
Like, they've got a bird.
It's just the bird, though. Like, it doesn't do anything. It's plain white with a little bird on it. Like, do something crazy.
So if the Buccaneers go back to Bucko Bruce, do they win this discussion? Bucko Bruce is the GOAT of helmet logos. Is he not?
I kind of like the old Patriot one with the dude snapping the ball. That was interesting, too.
I like that one, too. We'll talk more about helmets. What does the Washington football team have?
Where
on their
did this
now?
Come from? All because of Gale Electric Trempolo?
Well, no, all because of Racine Case, and then that led us to Gale Electric Trempolo, which then led us to this discussion. Yes.
So you guys believe that this is the coolest high school helmet in the state of Wisconsin? That's what you both are saying. I did not look.
It is the coolest high school helmet that I've seen. But I can't say, as someone who didn't know Racine Case's helmets were gold, I can't say that I have a whole lot to work off of. But I saw them, and I said, boy, those are really cool helmets. And Jesse did as well. We'll send you a picture to your phone to make your life easier, so you don't have to Google. Did you want to try and spell this before we move on, though? Because you said it was hardest to spell, but you never actually tried to spell it.
Yes, I will try. All right, G-A-L-E. It's not really fair. No, I'm not going to, because I Googled it. So I'm not going to. No, it is G-A-L-E. I literally
yes,
just Googled
it. Yes, it is.
All right, what's the etric part?
All right, then you hyphenate it, and then it's E-T-T-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
Then it's T-R-E-M-P-E-L-E-A-U. Trempolo. Okay, I was wrong.
You Googled it. You still got it wrong. That's why I wanted you to spell it. We're friends. They may have the coolest helmets.
I love you guys.
Football, but I can tell you this.
Look, how did it spell then? If you're not don't tell me I'm wrong, and then not tell me how you spell it.
T R E M P E A L E A U.
Oh, the tricky silent A. That always gets me.
Those are sneaky. Yeah,
I'm sorry. So it should be Trempealoo.
Trempealoo.
Not yeah. Trempealoo. Trempealoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
You spelled it wrong. You can't spell Aaron's wrong. A-R-I-E-N-S. Aaron's. And if you want to make sure that you are covered for when the snow flies and you're not going to be out there shoveling with your aching back, either get yourself an Aaron snow thrower if you haven't already gotten one, or if you have one, make sure you tune it up. Now, maybe you're handier than I am, but I need to take mine to my local authorized Aaron's dealer to get it tuned up, because I do not want to be messing with the greatest snow thrower made, and I just trust my tune-up guy to take care of it. If you don't have one yet, now's the time to get it before the snow flies. Make sure you go to Aarons.com or visit your local Aarons retailer today to get it taken care of. The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch continues with more from Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. You spelled it wrong. It's Wildy and Tausch.